Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot. And if you want to be among the first to hear these bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon. Like Abby Larimer in Atlanta, Georgia. Abby, thank you for all you do. We are full of music, Greg. We never can share enough in the hour-long weekly public radio show or primary podcast, so we have this bonus as the extra gift. Give us a little hint about what you're going to lay on us.
Well, Jim, I will say that this particular song that I'm going to play was directly inspired by a recent review of the new Yola Tango record.
Well, I'm eager. You could go anywhere with that.
Absolutely.
Velvet Underground or the Feelies. So I'm eager to see where you're
more
going
than that.
We'll be back in 1 second on this bonus podcast.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. All right, Greg, we are back with Sound Opinions. I'm eager to hear what you have inspired by Yola Tango.
Well, Yola Tango, I did a deep dive into their back catalog when we were preparing to review their new album, This Stupid World. You know,
what a great title.
I mean, they've got a lot of records, but yeah. I sort of wanted to get a sense of where this record fit into their history. You know, is it really the best record they made in a decade plus? And yes, I did agree with that. It also gave me an opportunity to revisit some of their older music. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I realized one of the things that Yola Tango gave us, especially as younger music listeners at the time, was their love of obscure covers.
Oh,
they
yeah.
did a ton of songs in their shows and on their albums that referenced earlier music that yeah. I had never heard of.
I know often that was, you know, really deep cuts. Their first single, 1985, the B-side?
Don't know.
House is Not a Motel by
Love.
Right? So,
yeah.
So right from the beginning, they're doing covers.
Love was a beast. Yeah, cool. You know, I'm thinking of that 1990 LP, the Fake Book record.
That meant so much to me, that record.
Covers,
yes.
Interpretations of stuff that was not on the mainstream radar, for sure.
And you were on a roll when we were reviewing This Stupid World. I didn't want to interrupt you. You were basically saying that the evolution of the Yola Tango sound, and it's become this thing. But Fake Book is a real left turn, because it's semi... unplugged, mostly unplugged, acoustic, sort of back porch hootenanny versions of these songs.
Right, and it came relatively earlier in their career, too, but it kind of indicated where their hearts were.
A mere 6 or 7 years into their long career.
Yeah, and they clearly were music fans, first and foremost. And the one song on that record that really jumped out at me was a song called Emulsified. And what struck me about it is Ira Kaplan, who's not the most, shall we say, boisterous individual on the planet. You know, I think
Ira has said about 75 words to me in the 35 years I've known him.
Soft spoken is the way to describe it, I think. And you know, even as a vocalist now, he prefers a more gentle, almost hushed approach to his vocals. He's not a showy vocalist in any respect. But on Emulsified, he sounds like a man possessed. Like, what's going on with Ira? This song is crazy.
My baby's a real gun chick.
Emulsified.
When she calls me, run too quick.
Emulsified.
And my baby holds me tight.
Don't you know I get emulsified? Oh, yeah.
Yes, I do. Oh,
yeah. I had to find out, what's this song all about? This is what Yola Tango did for me over the years. When they would do a cover, inevitably, it was very obscure. I would go back and find out, what's that all about?
Yeah.
Well, I discovered that Emulsified was covered by the likes of Bobby Vinton, for example, and it became somewhat of a hit. But the original version of the song is what Ira was referencing. This song originally came out in 1961 by an artist named Rex Garvin. And emulsification, right? What is that? The process by which two liquids that normally don't easily mix together become mixed, right? And this song is all about when my baby holds me tight, I'm emulsified. You know? So, okay, it's a song about sex. But the other thing I was thinking about, maybe it's just about an interracial relationship. You know, maybe something that was taboo at the time. They're not supposed to mix, but they're mixing, you know? And he's celebrating it, you know? I thought it was kind of a cool... way to look at the song. And I think that's partly maybe one of the reasons that Ira loved it so much, is that the song, despite its sort of celebratory, overtly sexual nature, at the same time had this sort of double meaning, possibly, encased in it. In addition to just being a wild, great R&B song that makes you want to get up and move. I thought that Ira's vocal was inspired by Rex Garvin's. And if you go back and listen to the original recording, it does... feel like this man is being unleashed from the cage, coming to get you. Rex Garvin had a career where he recorded a number of songs that were picked up by that Northern Soul scene that we've talked about on the show in the past. Sacagawea JB was probably the best known. The band, The Specials, recorded one of his songs later on. And Garvin died in 2013 at the age of 73, but he lives on in the music of Yola Tango. Here is Rex Garvin's original version, Emulsified, from 1961 on Sound Opinions.
I'm going crazy because I love my baby so. And never, never will I let her go. Squeeze me and hold me tight. And don't you know I get emulsified.
Rex Garvin, Emulsified, Jim.
Yeah.
I want to melt with you. That's what he's saying.
You know, two thoughts to add there. Ira, I think, after a mere 39 going on 40 years in Yola Tango, still this bothers him when you point out that he was initially a rock critic writing for the New York Rocker and a damn fine one. I mean, I first read about the Soft Boys, courtesy of Ira and other acts. So, as a rock critic, he knows these deep dive things. You know, he wants to be known now as a musician. musician, but he's like, hey, man, once a rock critic, always rock. The other thing you have to understand is, despite the soft-spokenness, of course, he becomes a demon-possessed when he plays guitar at times, but also that vocal, I'll tell you what that's inspired by. Maxwell's, where Ira was the sound man for a good decade, right? Running sound on everybody that came through, whether it was Husker Du or The Replacements or Wire, right? Was down the block. It was called Maxwell's because it was down the block from the Maxwell House Coffee Factory.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was this constant cloud of caffeine in the air, right? So I just think what that is that's the sound of someone freaking out after mainlining too much coffee. That's what, if you went to Maxwell's, you can't, you know, it's like 1:30 in the morning and you're like, I'm going to stay up all night.
Yeah, right.
Partly because of the music, but partly because of the caffeine buzz. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our intern, Lauren Holt. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.